might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the phoenix.
He's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
indeed it is. Hello once again to one and all. Yes, this is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons and you're here on Phoenix FM. Somehow, some way, one way or another, it's fabulous to have you along. Perhaps you're listening on 98.0 FM and you're in the area, Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding parts of Essex, South Suffolk, East London and even North West Kent. Or maybe you're anywhere in the world and you're here via phoenixfm.com. Spread the word. Tell everyone about this station. Yes, we're a small community radio station, but we have fantastic programmes, amazing presenters and amazing entertainment for everybody to keep themselves amused ear-wise. And I'm with you for the next couple of hours as well. Now, I will do my very best to get the concurrent Facebook Live broadcast going as soon as is humanly possible, so you can see me and you can see what Ian Lee was alluding to. If you were tuning in to the end of the Drive Time show with Ian, I was here around about 10 minutes ago and he did, let's just say, question my appearance. So if you're wondering what that's all about, get ready because the Facebook Live broadcast will be starting in the next 5 minutes or so and you can see exactly what has caused such consternation for other fellow Phoenix FM presenters. But we're still in lockdown, but I think spirits are relatively high at the moment. So I hope you're keeping sane. Hope you're enjoying as much as you can the current situation we find ourselves in the UK. Just stay safe, everyone. Observe those government guidelines and do your best to make it through. Stay patient. We will get through this together and come out the other side stronger. And today, yes, it's the 14th of April, but there's lots of wacky holidays that occur on this day. And as ever, there will be a Legend of the Week award up for grabs on this programme. We will have another quiz that goes like this, which will be released in around about 40 minutes or so. And also a hotly contested poll running throughout the programme, as well as getting lots of your requests onto the show as well. Loads of shout-outs coming up for many, many people, I'm absolutely sure. So thank you so much for being here and sharing part of your Tuesday evening with me. What I'm happy to tell you, first of all, is the 14th of April, all over the world, slightly worryingly, is Ex-Spouse Day. So, yes, for those of you who have ex-spouses, maybe you don't remember them fondly, maybe you do. But whether you do or not, we remember them musically on this programme with this track to start us off tonight by Rachel Stevens. Her ex-spouse is from LA.
I'd whisper before I shout. Phoenix FM.
Certainly is.
Hey up, Mr. Simmons. Mr. Simmons, I've got some talking to you about my ex-wife.
Oh, I'd love to hear it, as it's ex-spouse day.
Oh, I've got to tell you, Mr. Simmons, listen to this.
Northern Ian Lee.
Since I've been divorced and separated from my wife, I've only discovered Google.
Okay, yeah.
Because I didn't need it before then, because my ex-wife knew everything. She did.
I bet. Yeah.
She knew everything. She knew what was what, and who was who, and where was where, and how much it was.
Do you know, I thought Ian Lee was in the building, but clearly it's an authentic Yorkshireman has replaced him.
So
impressive.
Oh, yes.
Now I don't really recognise the voice.
Hey up, Mr. Simmons. Why have you got a dead bat stuck to your neck?
I've just made the effort tonight to try and smarten myself up a little bit.
Got to be honest with you, Mr. Simmons. You look a little bit simple today. You look like a simpleton who's come out and been let out and he's forgotten his keys, so he's ended up here.
In some ways, that's true.
I'm telling it like it is.
Have you had those moments in lockdown where you're
not... Oh, I've always having a moment.
You're not used to spending as much time with your partner as you do, and you kind of possibly need a little bit of time away from each other.
Well, it's starting to get to me. I've got to be honest with you. I've got to. I was only saying to the toaster the other day, I don't think I'm cracking up, but then the kettle replied, I think you are. And I know what the kettle was saying. It wasn't exactly talking. It started whistling at me.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, whistling at me. I did. And then I was sitting in lounge the other day. My friend was there from next door, because we got all in wall now.
Oh, right.
We can't sit in the same room, so we've knocked all in walls, so we can shout at each other through wall.
Lovely idea.
Oh, aye. And I said, did you know that Facebook listens to every word you said?
Yeah.
And he went, no, I don't think so. I said, I know, I've read it somewhere, I'm sure I am. And then Siri laughed, and then Alexa laughed, and then my friend laughed, and it weren't funny. And I thought, why is there three other people here? What's going on? Am I turning to a sponge or something? Mr. Simmons, please get on with show.
I'd love to, Mr. Lee.
Why are you wearing a red jumper as well?
Do you know, I looked through all my jumpers at what would compliment...
You look like a jelly baby.
Compliment the rest of this attire.
There's nothing complimentary about what you're saying. Funny you should say that.
Yes.
I was sitting in bar once...
Right.
Sitting in bar, nobody there but me and barman. And barman was up the other end at bar.
I see, yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear, hey mate, you look lovely. And I look round, there's nobody there.
Yeah, that's
strange. I'm here, mister, you look very handsome sitting there. And there was nobody, and barman wasn't there.
Yeah.
Hey, mister, I bet you're good with the ladies. And I called barman over and said, what did you say? He said, I didn't say anything. I was over there cleaning glasses.
Yeah.
I said, but somebody said I was good looking and I was good with ladies. And he said, oh, that'll be the nuts. I said, what do you mean that'll be the nuts? He said, they're complimentary.
Hey. Do you know...
Well, you look like a swamp vestie. You really do.
You're Ian Lee. I don't want to say you've outstayed your welcome, but I think it's time.
I've got to go. Whippets need feeding.
That cloth cap won't wear itself out the studio.
Oh, I know it won't.
Well, thanks so much. I wish you a wonderful evening.
And you have a good time with your FaceTime thingy.
I will.
So people see how silly you look.
I'm sure they're all looking forward
to it. With your earmuffs on. Why are you wearing earmuffs with that outfit? It's not cold.
It got a bit colder, yeah, but I've muffed it by wearing earmuffs. I love the phrase muffed it.
Muffed it?
Yeah.
Muffed it. Oh, I love that.
Well, we all come to terms with that.
What are you going
to
play for us now, then?
I'm going to play something by Hyper Go-Go.
I never heard of them.
This was suggested by Barbara Ferrier.
They're not from up north, are they?
No, but they never let go. Apparently.
Oh, so no, it's just like my ex-wife.
Thanks so much.
You will never let go.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this, now concurrently broadcasting on Facebook Live as well. So a huge hello to everybody joining us on Facebook Live, and I have got my camera in a slightly different position, so you don't get as huge a close-up of my face, but you can now see what Ian Lee was going on about for the last few minutes. And I have started sporting a bow tie this evening for reasons best known to myself. There is no real explanation other than I just wanted to make it a little bit more interesting for people watching. And yes, we had Trousergate last week, but I've got to try and keep the excitement going, even though you won't find out whether or not I'm wearing trousers tonight. I think possibly I need to change the angle of the camera on Facebook Live, but hello to Steve O'Hull, hello to Alex Mulak, hello to Katie Budd, and Dave Bourne as well. So some regulars and some new people, which is rather exciting, and it's good to know that you guys are out there. Remember, you can have an impact on my radio show tonight, either by watching on Facebook Live or by tuning in to 98.0 FM or by tuning in on the internet on phoenixfm.com. Hello to Barbara Ferry, who is out there as well. Now, you may have noticed, Barbara Ferry, that track, Hypergogo, Never Let Go, was played in your honour because you suggested it earlier. If you're on the Facebook Live, apologies, because you will notice me turning here to a page of notes which I have beside me. Yes, some planning and preparation does go into this show. But stay here, stay with me. It's brilliant to have you along on the Facebook Live as well. Hope it makes it slightly more interesting for you than just vocally. But if you are only tuning in with audio on Phoenix FM, it's fabulous to have you along as well. So, yeah, you get a little bit more of an insight of what's going on. You can see some of my computer screens. You can see more of the microphone. You still can't see much of the logo up there, but it's all interesting, isn't it? And yes, I'm already getting compliments on the bow tie. It may not be 100% straight, but that's the wacky side of me coming out there. Thanks, Alex Mulak. Glad you love it. If you saw Matt Smith as Doctor Who, I'm bringing back echoes of that, I think, although Ian Lee compared me to Frank Muir. Unless you were a child of the 70s and 80s, you probably won't be aware of who Frank Muir is, but there you go. Tracy Blees is there once again. Hello to you. Hope you're okay. And yes, there will be opportunities to win Legend of the Week awards. Now, as I've said tonight, there are plus and minuses for my new camera position with the Facebook Live. You can see more of the studio. It makes it a little bit more interesting, possibly. And the only downside is with me having to pay attention over here, I may miss some messages that come through on the Facebook Live. So apologies if I do that. If I come here, then I can possibly get the other stream showing on my screen and maybe see some messages there as well. So that's rather exciting. I am aware though that when I turn away you won't be able to hear me as well on Facebook Live, but then maybe it's wise to tune in onto the radio as well. So yes, thanks Tracy, saying I'm looking dapper. I will alter my camera angle once the next track is on. Now, we do celebrate wacky holidays that occur on the day of the broadcast on this programme. And yes, as I mentioned when Ian Lee was still in the building, it is ex-spouse day on the 14th of April, which may bring back some happy memories, may bring back some not so happy memories. But however you remember your ex-spouse, it's the day to do it today. Hence, I played Sweet Dreams My LAX at the top of the show by Rachel Stevens. But then what I'm going to do, I've decided, is play a track that links to the theme I'm currently talking about. But then all the other tracks throughout the show will just be your requests that have come in over the last few hours. And hello to Dave Bourne. And you get to see... Ah, right. Yeah, you get to see my receding hairline. Thanks, Dave Bourne. takes one to know one, that's all I'm going to say. In an entirely loving way. You've always not had much hair, though. You know, I've had to cope with it getting worse as the years have gone on. Anyway, I said there's going to be lots of requests on this show tonight, same as ever, and I had one come in just a second ago from Bobo Roberts, who said, can you play me some Boy George while I'm cooking the tea? So more than happy to oblige. To that end, let's get going with a bit of Culture Club. It's the classic Karma Chameleon.
Would you
That was Culture Club there then with the classic Karma Chameleon, and that was on the air on Phoenix FM on the show that goes like this, all because of Bobbo Roberts asking for it. That's all that happens. You request a song, I see that request, I'll do my very best to play that track on the air for you on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM live this evening. And concurrent broadcasting with Facebook Live is going on. So hello to Jim Lavelle, hello to Adam Van, and Barbara Ferry as well says, cannot see jumper, jumping Keith. Oh, I see. Something about jumping and jumper. Maybe I've missed something there. Tom Haldane is watching as well. I believe Tom Haldane is a new father. So huge congratulations to you, Tom, and your partner for that. Johnny Gosling's watching. Fabulous. See, I love this. I love this level of interactivity. Don't go anywhere. If you just tuned in, if you're thinking, why on earth is this guy broadcasting live, someone on my Facebook I haven't seen for ages, it's because I'm presenting my radio show here on Phoenix FM, but I've made it more interesting by broadcasting live. And I don't normally wear this. I've just made the extra effort this evening. For those of you on the radio, this means my bow tie. So, yes, feel free to send me messages. Feel free to be interactive. There are a lot of ways, if you want to be grammatically correct, that you can take part in the show this evening. Kate Peary's there. Fabulous. And Adam Van's thanking me for saying hello to him. That's no problem, Adam. Glad to have you along. But yes, this is a highly interactive show. And there will be a quiz you can take part in that gets put online in around about 15 minutes' time. I don't read the questions out. I will tell you, regular quiz take-parters. What do I really mean? Contestants. That's what I really mean. People who've done the quiz in the last few weeks anyway. It's a lot harder tonight. Let me just move this a little bit nearer because I'm struggling to see some of the messages on the screen that are coming through. There we go. Moved away from the microphone. That's excellent. Now, what else can I do for you tonight? I'm having requests of people telling me they can see my Facebook screen behind. You're absolutely right. That's kind of part of the whole point. Dave Bourne, don't go there, Dave. Now, Dave Bourne has a mischievous side to him where he tries to incorporate something into the show that has a huge effect on me the following week. Hello to Jack Everson, who's watching. I might have to move this camera. It may be more interesting for you. And yes, you can see out of the window with me on Phoenix FM, but I can't see the messages quite as well. I'll find a new position for it and we'll see what happens there. Michael Pugh is there, or Mickey Pugh to his friends. He's there as well. Hello, sir. Good to have you along. And no, Dave Bourne, I won't ever just be wearing a bow tie. I'm going to get as many tracks as I can on the air, most of which have been suggested by you guys. But then we do have wacky themes that we talk about on the show that goes like this. And I will play the odd track or two that link to those themes. So what we can tell you so far is the 14th of April is Ex-Spouse Day. Just one track I played at the top of the show relates to that. All the others are your requests that aren't linked to that really in any way whatsoever. But the quiz is coming later. There is an opportunity to be voted by me, my legend of the week, just before 8 o'clock. So it's worth tuning into the entire show to see if you could get that accolade. And there will also be a hotly contested poll running as well. All this is going on for the next couple of hours. I'll share with you some celebrity birthdays too, whilst all the time keeping you entertained with great music here on Phoenix FM. So then, request-wise, here's another track that's going to make Naomi Bushell happy, but in particular, Lexi and Frankie as well. So to that end, here is Taylor Swift, Shaking It Off.
But I keep shaken to the fella over there with the hella good hair. Won't you come on over, baby? We can shake, shake, shake. Yeah. Cause the players wanna play, 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 play.
Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons with you live now up until 8 o'clock here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Hope your Tuesday evening is as reasonable as is humanly possible. And I will do my very best to keep you entertained on the radio, 98.0 Phoenix FM, or on the internet, phoenixfm.com, or concurrent with Facebook Live. John Cohen's saying hello to me as we speak. Eddie Bushell has just tuned in on the Facebook Live. Adam Bicknell is watching. Well, this is emotional. I haven't seen him for a long time. Hope you're okay, Adam. Good to know you're out there. Dave Board is getting more and more risque with his requests as the show goes on. If you're on the Facebook Live, you can see what he's typed. If you're on the radio, it's just... I'm wearing a bow tie tonight. A couple of weeks ago, Dave Bourne suggested I didn't wear any trousers whilst I was broadcasting. I made that happen last week and got a lot of comedy out of it. And then right now, Dave Bourne's suggesting we should have a poll amongst all Phoenix FM presenters and find out which ones the listeners would like to see wearing only a bow tie. I think I can safely say, Dave, very, very few people would agree to that. Anyway, and I don't normally dress like this. If you're just tuning into the video feed on Facebook Live, I've put on a bow tie as extra effort this evening. And I will be leaving the studio. I'm going to work as a maitre d' in a non-functioning restaurant because they're all closed at the moment. So that joke doesn't really work, does it? Snooker referee. You don't even need snooker referees in the lockdown, do you? I can practice my snooker refereeing skills, but it's difficult to practice when you can't be in the same room as the players. Anyway, whilst I slowly go more and more crazy, I'll do my best to get more of your requests onto the air. We'll get another request on, and then I will explain all about the quiz that goes like this, number four. Now, I have to tell you that because the Facebook Live feed appears on my phone and I've got it landscape way round, I see less of your messages scrolling through, so it's harder to see them. I can see Kate Pirie's just left me a message, and she's telling me about the difficulties of video calls with elderly relatives that aren't quite sure about how the technology works. And Eddie Bushell says he's been listening on his smart speaker device whilst indulging in a rather brilliant roast chicken dinner. Well, I'm slightly jealous and excited for you. So that's all marvellous. Martin Hill is out there, which is a wonderful thing. And good to know he's there. Eddie Bushell is managing to do food-related emojis, which is always pleasurable. So thank you very much for that, sir. I think I need to stop waffling and get another track on, because there's lots of tracks you've suggested tonight. And to make as many people happy as possible, I will get them on. Martin Hill, who am I trying to impress? Everybody. Is it possible just with a bow tie? You know, lots of people have mentioned it, but there you go. Right, so for Daniel Perry, who requested this earlier on, here comes the classic Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Classic track from Seal there then, Kiss from a Rose, featured in Batman Forever from the early 1990s. And there's requests coming in on Facebook Live all the time. Dave Bourne wants to see me without the bow tie. Barbara Ferry wants to see me without the jumper. This is all outrageous. It's getting far raunchier than I was imagining. Hello to Stephen Frosdick, who's just tuned in. Still can't stop myself waving when I say hello to people. And not looking quite at the camera. Hello to Toby Horn. Good to know you're there. Hope you're having a marvellous Tuesday evening. And John Cohen says, thanks for the advice. Always happy to provide people with advice. Barbara Ferry says, I look better without glasses. That could be something for the hotly contested poll. If you're one of the people tuned in now to this Facebook Live, or if you're listening on the radio but have seen me in both states, I would genuinely like to know, do I look better with or without glasses? So there we go. You can see me now on Facebook Live. The glasses have come off. Do I sound different with or without glasses? That's what I'd like to know as well. Bobo Roberts wants a shout out. You can absolutely have a shout out, Bobo. I've got to say hello to Logan, hello to Bailey. And Bailey, I think it's time to pack the Lego away. How on earth did I know that you have Lego that needs packing away? It's just a gift. It's an intuition. You know, when toys have been out too long, I can sense it. Hello to Emma Ludlow. Huge hello to you. If you just tuned in, let me know, what do you think, with or without glasses? This is me without glasses. And I tend to think I look a little bit more intellectual with glasses. There's me with glasses. I don't know, that could be something that people can vote on in the future. Stephen Frosdick says both. Well, it's difficult to achieve at the same time, but thanks, Stephen. Right, I'm going to get another track on. Oh, now I said before I put this track on, I will let you know about how you can get my Legend of the Week award for this programme. Now, usually it's the best message I receive on social media during the show or in the run-up to the show. Tonight, it's slightly different. You have to answer a particular request. Emma Ludlow says hello. Hello, Emma. Hello right back at you. Hope you're okay. Hope you're doing as well as is humanly possible in this lockdown situation. But good to know you're there. Good to know you're tuned in. So how to be Legend of the Week this week? What do you have to do? Well, I have shied away slightly over the last few weeks from... All right, John, bear with me. I have shied away over the last few weeks from really getting involved in the ridiculous holidays that are celebrated on the day the show goes out. And on the 14th of April, there are some corkers. It's Ex-Spouse Day. And later on, I will be dealing musically with the fact it's National Dolphin Day today. So if you're listening to this programme right now, if you tuned in on Facebook Live, here's a challenge for you. And I will post this on my Facebook page as well. What I'd like you to do, because everybody can draw a simple fish, I thought this would provide a slight challenge. What I'd like you to do is to do your best dolphin drawing. Now, preferably without reference, without finding on Google an image of a dolphin and just copying it. Because I want you to draw a dolphin on a spare bit of paper that you've got lying around, and then take a photo of that drawing and then post it in the comments section on my Facebook page. You'll see there is a post right at the top of my Facebook page that says Best Dolphin Drawings. Comment below with a pic of your drawing and then tune in to Phoenix FM. So, to be eligible to win my Legend of the Week award, and hello to Stephen Clarkson who's just tuned in, but to be eligible to be Legend of the Week, you've got to send me a drawing you yourself have done of a dolphin. If it's from memory and just your best attempt, that's very impressive. I think I'll be able to tell the people that have used a reference point. You know, so this is the challenge today. Thanks, Stephen, for loving the bow tie, but also... I can see there's quite a few people watching right now on Facebook Live. I want you to get involved. I want to see your dolphin drawings. I will keep referencing this throughout the show, but find any bit of scrap paper, go and get a special bit of plain paper. Do whatever you like, but draw a dolphin the best that you possibly can. Why am I asking you to do this? Because the 14th of April is National Dolphin Day, so we're celebrating dolphins completely. What I want you to do is do a drawing of a dolphin. Anyone can enter, but you have to take a photograph of that drawing, get it on your computer or share it from your phone to my Facebook post asking for your best dolphin drawings. So just comment below that post with your dolphin drawings. Thanks, Darren, for those kind comments. but there you go. Dolphin drawings, bow ties, it's all happening. Quiz news coming up after the next track. Because as well as Ex-Spouse Day and Dolphin Day, it's the ridiculously unnecessary International Be Kind to Lawyers Day on the 14th of April. I don't know why they need particular kindness. Do they get pilloried the other 364 days of the year? I'm not sure. But I'd really like to know why this exists. But anyway, in a long line of ridiculous holidays brought to everyone's attention on this programme, here's another one, 14th of April, International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. While we all come to terms with that, here's a song that reflects it. It's The Clash, You knew it was coming.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, okay, this marvellous Tuesday evening. Got a bit chilly yesterday, didn't it? Got a little bit warmer today, but it's not going to get back to the heights of Easter Friday and Saturday, certainly for a few days at least. I went for my daily run yesterday and had to wear running gloves. That's all I'm going to say. Yes, that is a thing. So there you go. But hope you're okay. Glad you're sharing part of your Tuesday evening with me here on the show that goes like this. Now, I said I was going to try and do some things to make this Facebook Live a little bit more entertaining. Let me see if I can do that right now. There we go. We're going to try something like that. It's got a wheel appearing on the screen. It's not doing what I want it to. There it is. Some lovely, hilarious emojis for you all to enjoy. Don't say I don't make it slightly more interesting. And for people that don't like those emojis, I'll get rid of them. It's that easy. Apologies if you're just tuning in on the radio and you don't feel quite as interactive, but you can check back to my Facebook Live broadcast and find it. You can try and run it concurrent with the radio show. If you don't tune in live and you've missed some of it and you're devastated, then this programme will be available on my Phoenix FM blog page from tomorrow morning. So go to phoenixfm.com, search the schedule for a Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock. You'll find the show that goes like this. Click on that. It will take you to my blog with previous recordings for up to 2 or 3 months back. So it's all fabulous. But this one, if you've missed it live, it will be available to listen to at your leisure from tomorrow morning, which is marvellous. And remember, I'm doing my very best to get as many tracks on suggested by you guys as I possibly can. I'm going to try another manipulation of the screen. That's exciting colours, isn't it? There we go. If you're listening and you can't see the colours, I've got a weird kind of turquoise and red hue going on right now. This is what's going to make it interesting, I believe, right up to 8 o'clock. If you're wondering what on earth this is, don't worry, it won't stay like this forever. It's just like it right now. And I'm going to get another track on. Here's something else offered up by Ian Jones earlier on social media. So thank you hugely for this. It's the Lighthouse Family, and it's High.
When you're close to tears, remember, someday it'll all be over. One day we're gonna get so high. Though it's darker than December, what's ahead is a different color. One day we're gonna get so high. That the end of the day.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
absolutely correct. This is Ben. This is Phoenix FM. It's great to have you along. I hope you're enjoying your Tuesday evening so far. Now, I have to tell you, the quiz that goes like this 4 has just gone live. And due to the quiz that goes like this 3 being, well, let's just say seemingly a little bit easier than previous quizzes, I've deliberately made the quiz that goes like this 4 extremely difficult. Now, there may be some people out there listening who've taken previous quizzes on this programme going, yeah, is it really difficult? I think you'll find it is. Now, if you would like to take part in this quiz, I don't read the questions out on the air. You have to do it online and then you have to prove how well you've done. And there is a way for me to access the quiz website and see exactly who's taken part, how many times they've attempted each quiz. So you can only do it once, obviously. Any multiple quiz takers will be disqualified. And remember, this is designed to be extremely difficult. You're not supposed to be able to instantly know all the answers. It is multiple choice, though. There are 15 multiple choice questions, 3 possible answers for each question, and then you get a slightly harsh time limit of just 3 minutes to complete it in. So 15 questions in 3 minutes. How do you verify how well you've done? Well, you will now see that there is another link on my Facebook page. So if you go to my Ben Simmons Facebook page, the link right at the top says click the link below to do this week's quiz, and then there's a title, the quiz that goes like this 4. So you click that link, it will take you to my quiz hosting site. You must scroll down and click the green play auto button. If you've done this before, it will be second nature by now. If you've not done it before, then just follow these simple instructions. So you go to the quiz hosting site by following the link. You must click the green play auto button. You'll get a 5-second countdown and then your 3 minutes starts. And then to verify how well you've done, you must take a screenshot or a photo on your mobile phone of your result and post it back on my Facebook page under the original quiz link. So I don't want to know your percentage. I want to know your score out of 15. And then we will see who does the best. Barbara Ferry has been incredibly good at the quiz that goes like this in the last couple of weeks. She's been a double quiz winner, concurrent winner. Very impressive. Consecutive, I should have said. So she's won the last 2. Will she win again this 4th quiz? Can she make it 3 wins in a row? Or can somebody else take the quiz title this evening? It's very, very exciting. It's all happening. It's very interesting. If you've just joined me on Facebook Live, so in order for me to be able to read your messages, I'm going to get rid of this green hue, and then your messages will hopefully come back very shortly. Hello to Colin Geary. Apologies if I've missed a few messages that come in. Let me just scroll back. Some dolphin drawings have come in, which is very exciting. So, yes, hello to Colin Geary. And, yes, I do realise, Dave Bourne, that the filter I showed of me as a clown was the Joker and was not it. But I was just linking it. I was showing my movie knowledge of clowns that feature in some films. And somehow I'm yet to see the film Joker as well, which has been widely critically acclaimed and is thought to be fabulous. I haven't seen it, but I have got it to watch, so I will do so. But thanks to everybody. People are sending in dolphin drawings now. Somebody could be Legend of the Week who sent one of those in. It's the only way to be Legend of the Week tonight. And Colin Geary says there was no need for me to dress up because I knew he was going to watch. Well, you know, it was better to be safe than sorry, Colin. Or Solly as well. Isn't there a footballer called Solly March? He's better safe than Solly sometimes. Anyway, Colin, thanks for tuning in. Roger Richardson's there. Hello to you, sir. Alex Kaffert-Zoglu's there. Hello to you. Hope your Tuesday evening is fabulous. So, remember, the quiz is now live. Get yourself onto my Facebook page. Click the link to the quiz that goes like this, 004. Do the quiz. Very, very hard. It's designed to be hard this week. 3 minutes, 15 multiple choice questions. Take a screenshot of your result. You get a score out of 15 at the end. You need to prove to me how well you've done and post the photograph of your result under the quiz link on my Facebook page. Hello to Freddie Davis. Freddie Parrotface Davis is watching. Absolutely marvellous. Hello to John Gray as well. This is all marvellously exciting. I haven't played a track for a little while, so should we get another track on? Here's another one that was suggested by Bobo Roberts. It's Hi Ho Silver Lining. It's time for Jeff Beck. Take it away, Jeff. He takes a little while to get going. Get ready.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where you're at. Going down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Say everything is groovy when your tires are flat.
FM.
Yes, it is. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons here with you on Phoenix FM on 98.0 or phoenixfm.com, and also with the joint live broadcast on Facebook Live. Apologies that there may have been a slowdown in the internet service momentarily that caused some freezing on the Facebook Live video, but it is back now, I believe, so hopefully your connection is a bit better and you can see me once again in all my bow tie related glory. This evening, I've really made the effort to try and smarten myself up a little bit. Now, have we got some quiz results that have come in? We have got a quiz result, so I will happily keep that to myself until the all of them have come in round about just before 8 o'clock, and we can see who tonight's quiz winner is. So yeah, it could be very, very interesting. Anyway. Right, keep it here. It's good to have you along so far. I'm doing my best to keep you entertained. My dad has asked me to pass on his love to Freddie Parrotface Davis, or Freddie Davis, as he is sometimes known. But yes, I'm absolutely happy to do that. And yeah, see, this show brings people together. That's what I like about it. And I do believe I can do some more wacky broadcasts with the Facebook masks and effects, etc., which I will do when the next track is on. But don't forget, make it interactive here on Phoenix FM, here on the show that goes like this. There are lots of ways that you can get involved. John Cohen says, can I show the test card if it freezes next time? I'll do my best, John. But you could win my Legend of the Week award. In order to do that, because today is National Dolphin Day, you have to attempt to draw a dolphin and then send in your drawing. Post it on my Facebook page below the request for dolphin drawings as a comment. And you can also now take part in the quiz that goes like this, number 4. And then you need to take a screenshot of your score on the quiz and post that beneath the link to the quiz on my Facebook page. So you just post the relevant thing underneath the relevant link above. So if you've drawn a dolphin, post it beneath the dolphin request post. And if you've taken part in the quiz, post it beneath the quiz link post. And we will see who's done well at the quiz tonight. So, yeah, I hope you're all enjoying your Tuesday evening so far. I'm going to get some more tracks on and stop waffling quite as much, but it's good to be on Facebook Live. It's good to have some of you live with me, which is marvellous. And it's good to have some of you request tracks. Many people have done so in the run-up to this show. So in order to keep them happy, I will get their tracks on the air and give them a shout-out. This is for John Donadio. It's Bronski Beat. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
That was Bronski Beat and Small Town Boy, suggested by John Donadio on social media in the run-up to this programme. That's what happens, see? You get involved in the show, you make a song request, I will do my very best to get it on the air for you, and there's so many ways to be interactive. As you'll know, if you're a regular listener, I give out my non-tangible prize Legend of the Week award every single week, and this week is no different, and usually it's just for the best message I receive on social media. But tonight, there is a special request. Because it is National Dolphin Day on the 14th of April, today I'm asking for dolphin drawings. And the best dolphin drawing that I receive, sent in the correct way, will get the sender my Legend of the Week award. It's as simple as that. So, yes, get them in. And there is a post on my Facebook page asking for dolphin drawings, and you can comment below that with pictures of your own dolphin drawings. I don't want you to find a picture online. You've got to have drawn it yourself. And Ian Foreman, having left the building not just an hour or so ago, is now tuned in to my Facebook live feed, which is fabulous. Hello to you, sir. And so many things coming through, so many things to pay attention to. It's difficult with Facebook Live. I'm slowly getting used to it over the weeks of being able to multitask, which, as we all know, for gentlemen all over the world, is tricky. I've got to queue up tracks. I've got to keep an eye on the messages coming through. I've got to be ready with quiz results. I've got to be ready. Oh, I haven't told you about the hotly contested poll, have I? Let me share that with you. Hayden Parker's watching. Hello to you, Hayden. Still waving at people. Can't stop myself. Not that it's unpleasant. I always enjoy waving at people. But, yes, going to keep that going. Now, why can't I see the hotly contested poll? Because I haven't shared it to the right Facebook page. Okay, I'm going to do so. Oh, I like that. From Ian, what's the porpoise in dolphin drawings? Very, very good. Good banter. Should have stayed in the studio, see? We are threatening to come up with a whole programme related to puns. Just on, hope it doesn't annoy people too much. But we may get an extended edition of one of our shows one day with both of us punning off against each other, so to speak. Right, now I did have to share something. Where can I go? I've got to go to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and share the hotly contested poll across to my more highly populated personal Facebook page. See, if you'd all done what I asked and just followed my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, I could have just done that. Right, anyway, where is it? There it is. Now, okay. Why am I wittering on? Well, tonight's hotly contested poll is sure to be very, very difficult for many people concerned. I am simply asking in tonight's hotly contested poll, because we've just had Easter, and although I'm trying to stay healthy, I did have a couple of Easter eggs that were very, very pleasant. Thank you so much to the people who managed to get those to me. That was marvellous. But with regards to Easter, we always associate Easter with eating wonderful sweet treats, chocolate eggs and the like, as well as the religious important connotations. But for my hotly contested poll tonight, I'm simply asking, of the only these two choices, which chocolate is better, Dairy Milk or Galaxy? Is it going to be a close vote, Dairy Milk or Galaxy? That poll has now been shared to my Facebook page as well. So if you're online, get yourself onto Facebook. If you feel strongly about your chocolate, then do cast your vote. Tracy Blees, I have received that dolphin entry, so thank you very much for that. But yes, so which chocolate is better, Dairy Milk or Galaxy? Shockingly, in the early running of voting, 65% of voters going with Dairy Milk, just 35% going with Galaxy. It could all change before I go off the air, though. The poll will be running even after this show finishes, but cast your vote now. Get loads of your friends involved. If you feel really strongly and you want to see your favourite chocolate win, you need to vote. It's on Ben Simmons' Facebook page. And James Morton is now listening as well, I believe, so that's fabulous to have you along. Right, I said about a track and then John Cohen's song request coming up. He's been waiting a long time, so let's get this next one on. As well as Ex-Spouse Day and National Dolphin Day and International Be Kind to Lawyers Day, the 14th of April is also National Library Workers Day. I don't know why they need a day, but they've got one. Here are the Beatles.
Paperback writers.
Paperback writers. Phoenix FM.
So that was the Beatles and Paperback Writer, as I play around with views on the Facebook Live and get wacky camera angles. Alex Mulak has just tuned in and is probably wondering why on earth there's that blue and red hue back again. Well, I only recently realised you had all these wonderful effects you could put onto the Facebook Live broadcast. Atoshi Gosal is watching. Hello to you. Hope you're okay. Bet you're wondering what on earth's going on. You've tuned in to a Facebook Live and I'm broadcasting on the radio as well. This is absolutely crazy. But I hope you're okay. Yes, so more tracks coming. The quiz is still going. Haven't had a lot of entrants on tonight's quiz. If you've never done the quiz before and you're a bit wary of it, let me explain. I've just seen another photograph that's come through in the Dolphin Pictures competition. Atoshi Gosal, let me get rid of this because clearly it's bothering you. Yes. Thanks for your message, though. It's good to be interactive. I am presenting my weekly radio show here on Phoenix FM in Brentwood. I've made the effort, because I'm broadcasting on Facebook as well, to look a bit smarter than usual. Obviously, radio DJs can usually wear what the hell they like. But tonight, I've tried to smarten myself up a bit because I know this is going out on to the listening and watching millions as well. Atoshi says better. Good, thanks. You didn't like that wacky picture. Okay. Oh, you like the 70s Top of the Pops effects, John Cohen. I'll see what I can do while the next track is on. But yes, lack of quiz entries so far. So if you're watching on Facebook Live, if you're tuned in now on phoenixfm.com or 98.0 FM, listen very carefully. There is a link on my Ben Simmons Facebook page that shows you how to enter the quiz that goes like this, 004. This is the fourth quiz I've done. I've deliberately made it a bit harder this week. So, Atoshi, Ash, I'm not sure. Yeah, he has seen this. He is aware of this. He's been aware of my radio broadcasts, but I don't know how often he's lovingly followed these live camera shots as well. Anyway, for the quiz, find the link on my Facebook page. It's quite near the top. And then there is a link that takes you to another site, the quiz hosting site. There is a green button when you scroll down that says Play Auto. And you get 15 multiple choice questions and 3 minutes to complete them in. They're not easy, but once you've done all 15, you'll get a result screen that gives you your score out of 15 and a percentage. You have to take a screen grab or a photo of that screen to prove your result and send it to me on Facebook as a comment under the original quiz link. So do the quiz, get proof of your result, and put the picture as a comment under the original link on my Facebook page. There can only be one quiz winner each week. The person that does the best with the highest score out of 15 will be the winner. If there are people with joint high scores, the person that sends me their photo first will be the winner. So all the better to get in quickly. Right, John Cohen, you've been waiting so patiently, sir. Here's a song you asked for many hours ago in the run-up to the show. It's Blondie.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
So, Blondie and Call Me for John Cohen. As I get news that Lee Eakins is watching, he's probably wondering why on earth I look like this. I'm not actually wearing those glasses. It's a fabulous Facebook effect, thanks to the magic of Facebook Live. But there you go. And I haven't kept an eye on all the messages that might have been flooding in. So I will do so. And thanks so much to John Cohen for his request. I like that, B from Orpington. Was going to make a joke about a loose bow, but realised the joke was a little too far stretched. Well done. Well done. Atoshi's desperate for Ash to see evidence of what's going on right now. Hopefully he will do. Anyway, we're into the final quarter of this programme tonight. What on earth is going on? It's flying by for me. I've found a way of getting all these crazy effects going on Facebook as well. So I'm going to try and find another one. Let's get rid of the mask for now, or find a less ridiculous mask. Yes, we'll lose the wacky glasses that have been given to me by Facebook, and we'll try and make the general picture seem a little bit more appealing. So what can I do? There you go. Some exciting effects, aren't they? Believe it or not, that's not naturally the Phoenix FM studio. Right. Anyway, some more of your track suggestions coming up. And Andy Onion is watching as well, so hello to you, sir. I hope you're having a marvellous as possible lockdown Tuesday evening. And I've got to do a shout out just before I put another track on. So for Aria, who likes my sunglasses, well, I'm sorry I got rid of them. I hope you now like the purple and pink light effects that have appeared in the studio. But I hope you're okay, Aria. I hope you're having a lovely Tuesday. And although you're 7 years old, it's wonderful to have you here on the show that goes like this, to know you're out there, to know you're tuned in. And there you go, you've had your own shout out. Absolutely fabulous. Here's a shout out for someone else that suggested a track. So with the Alan Parsons Project and Eye in the Sky, it's a huge thanks to Nick Gilder.
Before, and I ain't gonna take any more. Believe me, the sun.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It absolutely is, and we're into the last 25 minutes of the show that goes like this tonight. Still a few tracks to squeeze in, still a few quiz results to come in, I'm sure. Still a few people to say hello to. Katie Ikringill has just started tuning in on the Facebook Live. Lovely to know you're out there. Hope you're okay. And Suzanne Dennison has posted controversial comments on the hotly contested poll. She's saying dairy milk all the way. I try not to let my own personal preference influence the vote, but if it was me and I had to choose, I think I'd go Galaxy. That's all I'm saying. And I know what you're thinking. You said you wouldn't influence the vote, and that's influencing the vote. Well, maybe so. Now, if you've just joined us and you're on the radio, 98.0 FM, if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, or phoenixfm.com and you're anywhere in the world, you won't be able to see my concurrent broadcast on Facebook Live unless you've shown extreme dedication and tuned into Facebook Live as well. You'll have noticed tonight I've discovered some of the extra graphics and effects you can do on Facebook Live, so I'm trying to make the show a little bit more interesting for video viewers. See, we've got this as well. That's almost a rainbow, isn't it? Praising the NHS. And then we've got some effects going on around the microphone. I didn't even intend that to be like that. I don't know what this business is going on in the middle here, though. What is that? Oh, it's a wacky black cat with pink markings on. Okay. That's fine. Why not have a wacky black cat? Let's have hearts instead of cats. There we go. Anyway, hope you're all lovely. Hope your Tuesday is going as well as is humanly possible. Ash is now out there, fellow Shenfield resident. Hello to you, sir. Hope everything's okay. Hope you're not going too crazy in lockdown. Love to all the family. And right, I've got to squeeze in some more tracks before I go off the air. So to that end, here is one offered up by Pete Dayson earlier on today. It's the classic You Won't See Me Cry. It's Wilson Phillips.
Wish I had all you ever wanted. I'd give it right to you. Go, 'cause I don't have it when we're
Phoenix FM.
That is utterly correct. That is the name of our station, 98.0 FM. And if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas, but through the wonders of the internet, you can tune in from anywhere on the world via phoenixfm.com. And now, for the third week running, there is a consecutive broadcast on Facebook Live as well. So you can even see what I look like in the studio if you want to. I've made the effort tonight of having this bow tie on just to make it a little bit more exciting for people. And as I say those very words, Hannah Bond is tuning in. Hello to you, Hannah. Hope you're okay. It's great to know that you're out there and that you're listening. And you may be wondering what the heck is going on. Emily Jowett's there as well. Hello to you. Hope you're all doing wonderfully well in this current lockdown situation and not going too stir crazy after, 3 weeks of lockdown that we've endured so far. Probably not coming to an end just yet. But anyway, I'm doing my best to entertain people on a Tuesday night, have a video broadcast running concurrent with my radio broadcast here at Phoenix FM. Now, I forgot to do this last week, but I'm not going to forget this week. One of my regular features I always do on this show is celebrity birthdays. So if it's your birthday today, then you share your birthdays with all of these people. Let's lower that there, and then we can play a little bit of a jingle while I do it. Right, so whose birthday is it today? The Thick of It and Doctor Who actor Peter Capaldi is 62 today. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sarah Michelle Gellar is 43. Begbie from Trainspotting, Robert Carlyle is 59. Oscar winner Adrian Brody is 47 today. Actress Abigail Breslin is 24. And Amy Dumas, better known to wrestling fans as Legend Lita, is 45 today. It's also listener Naomi Tagg's birthday, listener Simon Goldring's birthday, listener Melissa Fensom's birthday, and it's my mother-in-law Esther Norcott's birthday. Huge congratulations to everybody celebrating a birthday today. Those are your birthdays for now. Mark Davis is watching as well. Good to know that. Mark is out there too. And it's all rather marvellous. Anyway, right. Darren Clulow's back. He says, first time listening to your show and loving it. Well, thank you very much. And now I've got the Facebook Live wacky effect. You know, it's only going to go from strength to weakness. Right. There are ridiculous holidays celebrated. I've always loved sharing those with people. And on the 14th of April, it's Ex-Spouse Day. It's International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. It's National Library Workers Day. I haven't made these up. They do genuinely exist. If you do extensive research, you can find those out for yourself. Also, though, as I alluded to earlier in the programme, it's National Dolphin Day. And to be my legend of the week, you have to send me a picture of your best attempt at drawing a dolphin. And when I say send it, there is a particular post on my Facebook page that has got quite far down now. So it's beneath the poll about chocolate. It's beneath the quiz 004. Then I've asked for dolphin drawings, and you have to comment below with your images. And the best drawing will win tonight's Legend of the Week award. I will decide who that is. You can only enter by commenting on the correct post. Equally, there's a quiz you can do. You have to prove your score. You can only enter correctly by sending me a photo of how well you've done at the quiz in the correct place. But you just have to do one click to vote in the hotly contested poll. Ben Stock's watching. Hello to you. Which chocolate is better, the poll asked tonight, Dairy Milk or Galaxy? At the moment, 57% of voters going with Dairy Milk, 43% going with Galaxy. It could all change. Keep your votes coming in. It's great to be interactive. It entertains me while I entertain you. Keep your Tuesday being fabulous. Keep listening here on this very station. It's National Dolphin Day. We need some ocean-related music. Ocean Drive by the Lighthouse Family? Oh no, a classic by Bobby Darin.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships
that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. Beyond the shore we'll kiss just as before.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Absolutely, and this is Ben Simmons still with the show that goes like this and with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. News comes on at 8 and then after 8, Rob Harvey is in the building with Synth City. So do keep your dial here, particularly if you love your electro pop and that ilk of music. Always wonderful programming here on this station, and I'm here with you for another 11 and a half minutes as well. So we will be able to get in a couple of tracks. And I'm just going to keep mentioning these things because we do love it when people get interactive on this program. We do have many ways in which you can do so. There's a simple poll you can take part in on my Facebook page that simply asks which chocolate is better, Dairy Milk or Galaxy. It's just a single click type of thing, and feel free to vote on that poll. And then a couple of other things I've requested. It's the quiz that goes like this, number 4, which has gone online this week, all dealt with online. There's a link to that on my Facebook page. Click that link, take part in the quiz. It will take you 3 minutes to do so. You then have to send proof of your score by taking a screenshot of it and commenting with that screenshot under the initial quiz link back on my Facebook page. And then we will be able to see who the person is that has done best on the quiz during the live show. Also, there is a Legend of the Week award that is contested, and usually it's for the best message I receive on social media. I made a particular request, though, with the 14th of April being National Dolphin Day. I've asked for drawings of dolphins and people to take photos of their dolphin drawings and post those as comments beneath my request for dolphin drawings post on Facebook as well. And some wonderful efforts have come in, some abstract ones, some genuinely amusing ones, and some fabulous ones as well. And because of the magic of Facebook Live, I've found ways of making the camera shot look slightly different and wacky throughout the programme this evening, just to keep things interesting for everybody that's stayed with me for the last couple of hours. Right, let's get another track on then, shall we? Here is something that was suggested earlier on today by Alex Mulak. Always happy to get requests on. It's Journey, They Don't Stop Believing.
Thank you. just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard. Their
shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people living this divine emotion, hiding somewhere in the night.
Working hard to get my feel. Everybody
right, we're ending Journey a little bit early to get a final track on that was requested by one of the listeners, the listening leg end. So here's a snippet of the Cranberries and Zombie. There we go. That was the intro to the Cranberry Zombie. Apologies to Alex Morton that he didn't get to hear the whole track, but at least he was tuned in on Facebook Live while the intro happened, so hope that was entertaining for you. I've now got about 90 seconds to sum up the entire show and give out the Legend of the Week award and tell you who's the quiz winner for this week. Well, it's literally all happened tonight, as ever. Lots of people tuning in, lots of people on the Facebook Live, and I've been happily sharing with you the fact that the 14th of April is Ex-Spouse Day, International Be Kind to Lawyers Day, National Library Workers Day, and National Dolphin Day. And there have been some absolutely phenomenal dolphin pictures that have come in. But first of all, the quiz winner... I was shocked because I made the quiz considerably harder this week, deliberately, and still, the person who's won it the last 2 weeks has won it again. Barbara Ferry with an impressive 14 out of 15, virtually unbelievably good, has done very well and is this week's quiz winner. So well done to you, Barbara. Absolutely marvellous. But what about Legend of the Week? There are so many amazing entries from my mum, from Siobhan Roxburgh, from Kate Pirrie, from numerous people, too many people to mention. But the one that stood out to me for being quite hilarious, a little bit abstract and a wonderful drawing was provided by Emma Ludlow. Celebrate. So congratulations to you, Emma. You can hold your head high for the next week at least and come back again next Tuesday and try and win another Legend of the Week award. So I'm about to go off the air and leave you in the capable hands of Rob Harvey with Synth City. I'll be back again next week. Here's a final track to play us out that I know certain people will love. It's Willie Nelson and Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside the garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dreamed in vain, in my heart there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. In my heart, there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.